Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Highbrow Carry On continues here on 95 BFM Breakfast. Hi, Jenna. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hey. Okay.
Oh, yay.
This morning, I am reviewing this book called The Pisces by Melissa Broder. She's really well known for her Twitter account. It's called So Sad Today. Do you guys know
yes!
that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
So,
hold on. Just to recap, you love So Sad Today.
Yeah, yep. I retweet it all the time.
She's going to check it now. Check it now. Could be something good on it.
The last one I retweet, is that a word? Of hers was just simply, I need to warn you all, I'm going to be a disappointment.
Just now, where's she from?
Short little
She's American. And so Sad Today came out around 2012. She's got major anxiety and depression, and she had this anonymous account, as a lot of people do. And So Sad Today just put her thoughts about that, so it became very popular. But now she has a fiction novel, and so people have been really looking forward to it.
First fiction novel.
Yes,
first proper big writing that's not on Twitter.
Well, she had a book which was a collection. She had a book that was a collection of essays that was So Sad Today style. But this anxiety definitely plays in this book, and it's the defining characteristic in her protagonist Lucy in The Pisces. She's just broken up with her boyfriend in Phoenix and is horribly depressed, and she's been writing her PhD for about a decade, and i.e. not writing it. So her sister convinces her to come and spend the summer in LA at Venice Beach and look after her dog and
that old
stay
doozy.
At house.
Yep.
Yeah. Get some sunshine and feel a bit better. So she goes to love addiction meetings. She goes on dates through Tinder, and she looks after this dog, Dominic, who has diabetes. And so the rotation is still not particularly healthy, and she continues on her self-destructive journey. But then her experience goes up a notch when she happens upon a night swimmer, Theo, while walking along the beach.
Upon a night swimmer?
Yeah. He just pops out of the water.
Let's be clear, Alice. He pops out of the water in Venice Beach.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. So they flirt a little bit, and there's a little bit of fooling around on the rocks. He never gets out of the water. And it's soon revealed that he's a merman.
Oh. Yes! It's our time.
So is this like The Shape of Water, but for Twitter females?
Exactly, yeah. Ah. So
tweemales.
Let's just say his tail starts below his bum. He wears a loincloth. And he convinces her to wheel him back in a trolley to her place where they have lots of mad sex.
Really? So he's not dependent on living in the water then? No sort of gills or anything?
He can be out for a wee while. For the
obviously.
Sexy time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
obviously he can exert himself rapidly and repeatedly out of the water as well.
So, yes, exactly.
This is fiction?
It is fiction, okay. Yes. And so it is really merman erotica.
Right.
The sex is explicit. There's a bit of period. There's a bit of poo. It's not like always, well, it depends what you're into, sexy sex. But it's a very polarizing book for people.
You know what? It makes me wonder whether there's a mermaid going, where is he? What's he up to?
Mermaids are really in at the moment. Like I do all the card buying for the shop, and there's just mermaids on everything.
Yeah,
kind of like how there were owls on everything about 7 years ago.
And what about the mermen? Is this the mermen? Is it their time?
I think it's the mermen's
good
time.
Good on you, boys. Yep.
And, you know, when I started reading it, I was like, how is it going to happen? But as soon as you realise tail starts
come
to blow
on,
the bum, it's like,
come
oh,
on,
okay, very easy.
Yeah, still really think about that. Not that I have, but really think about it.
It's described in here.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah, so, I mean, this is what I mean. You're an expert on that now. So should the occasion occur, you would know logistically and physically just what angles to work and if you're that way inclined, you know what I mean?
Yes,
and also, I mean, don't want to say that.
But a lot of people talk about the sex in this book, but it is about anxiety and the thoughts of like a woman's feeling like she needs a man to make her happy. And I really liked it. It's really bonkers. It's pretty kooky.
I mean, there's nothing there that says that there's not a single man in the whole world that could make her happy. Hey, so she has to go to the ocean?
She has to go to the ocean. And
it's about making herself happy. No,
that, I know, but I'm just saying, for the self-confidence of other men in the world, that's beautiful. We'll look elsewhere as well.
You'll be fine, I reckon.
It's really well written and it's really funny. Lucy is like awful, but she's incredibly depressed. And I don't mind reading about unlikable characters, so some people don't. But I thought
so she is unlikable. You don't empathise with her.
Well, she is in the pit of hell. That even when she's like having sex with a merman and living in Venice Beach, she's still is quite self-destructive.
Right.
One thing I must say, this is the third book I've read.
What's his breath going to be like?
I don't know.
Delicious. So eating an
oyster. I've never held a fish up and gone and smelled its breath.
It's like eating an oyster.
That's
lovely.
A future goal for you, Mikey. Yeah. But this is the third book I've read in a year where the author uses a dog to demonstrate how utterly incapable a character is. And I don't like
hold on. So just to recap, that sentence again, please. The author uses a dog?
Yeah, it was in the New Animals and it was in Baby and it's in this. They have a dog in the book to show how useless someone is, that they can't even take care of a dog, let alone themselves. Right. So if you like to say, don't like sad animals, that can be, that was the nudgy bit for me, like the scratchy bit. But if you can get past that, that's my only criticism.
We'll take it and we'll change it to a Tamagotchi and then it's fine.
Yeah, Tamagotchi would be perfect. Yes, Mikey.
I have a question that comes from a listener. Is it possible to have a bum with no legs? That's a very good question.
He has a bum.
But he's got no legs.
Well, what's a bum?
But so what are the cheeks for? Why would you have two cheeks?
Maybe some sex play.
Fish don't have cheeks. Sex play? Yeah. Why doesn't it just have 48... penises then? And I'm rotating this and that and a buddy.
I don't know. Why don't you tweet Melissa Broder and ask her?
I'm just asking.
Should
read the book. Dear Melissa.
Why?
I found a flaw in your novel.
But it's got a great cover. It's got kind of this Mills and Boone woman with looking really pleasured, hugging a fish.
It's great.
Initially, you can't see it's a fish until you realise it's a fish, and then you go, oh, it's a fish, it's a fillet fish.
Yeah, I've never seen The Shape of Water, have you guys?
I have, yes.
Did you like it?
I really loved it, but I didn't.
Style over substance.
Right.
It was really,
beautiful.
Really cool.
It's very, very beautiful. But the performances are amazing, and Michael Shannon could do anything, and I'd watch him.
Let me ask you this. I thought the fish creature could have been a little cool. I was expecting it to be a little cooler and a little less man in a fish suit.
I mean, but if it was more fish-like.
I just saw in your face that you thought he was hot.
If it was more fish-like, would you believe the attraction between the human woman and the fishman?
Well, I thought what she was attracted to wasn't so much his look, Sarah. Was more his personality, or his fishionality.
Fishionality. But, you know, if you want to get on the merman,
but, I mean, if you just sort of that level, you know. I'm on the merman buzz.
It's funny. It's just, it's kind of light, but it's not, you know what I mean? Like, you're laughing and then you're like, ooh,
Just leaves you with a million trillion questions by the end of it, doesn't it? Like, why, does he take him back to, does she get to meet any of his friends?
Well, that is answered in the book.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh!
You've got to read it to find out.
Come and meet the rest of the school.
Do you guys know the New Zealand author Megan Dunn? She wrote a book called Tinderbox, I think Karen reviewed it.
She's
writing a book about mermaids. And she got the Surrey hotel residency the spin-off, and she's using that to write her mermaid book. So there's more mermaids to come.
Excuse the pun.
It's really sexy, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's explicit.
Buy it for a gift?
No, buy it for a gift.
Depending on who, like, you know, depending what your granny's like, maybe not your granny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe your granny.
Maybe your granny. You know, I don't want to put grannies all in a box of not liking
no boxes of grannies.
Yeah. So
does she introduce him to her friends?
I don't want to give any
spoilers. No, fair call, fair call, fair call.
Really did think about that.
I mean, and what do you, like, what gift could she buy a merman that he could take home with him. It's not going to get soggy or ruined by putting it in the water.
She could buy him the trolley that she wheels him back to the house in.
Well, it's a utility. It's not a gift.
Nice kelp bouquet.
Bouquet of kelp. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he could get that. Something he couldn't get himself, but, you know, like a plastic, I suppose. Put some of that in the ocean. Give him some plastic bags.
She won't
it's
give him
this lovely bracelet made out of a beer. It looks like beer. A beer thing. Yeah.
It's a pack of straws. Yeah.
But I would recommend it for your kooky friends who like Miranda July, etc.
Cool.
The Pisces by Melissa Broder. It's published by Bloomsbury and it's $33.
Right on. The Pisces. Thank you very much, Jenna.
Thank you.
Lovely to see you.
That was Loose Reads.